Today's reading begins with Luke 10, verses 38 through 42. Now as they were traveling along, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. And she had a sister called Mary, who was also seated at the Lord's feet, and was listening to his word. But Martha was distracted with all her preparations, and she came up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do the serving by myself? Then tell her to help me." But the Lord answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things, but only one thing is necessary. For Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her." 1 Thessalonians 4:11 through 18. And to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life and attend to your own business and work with your hands, just as we instructed you, so that you will behave properly toward outsiders and not be in any need. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about those who are asleep, so that you will not grieve as indeed the rest of mankind do, who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose from the dead, so also God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep through Jesus. For we say this to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who remain, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Psalm 141. Lord, I call upon you. Hurry to me. Listen to my voice when I call to you. May my prayer be counted as incense before you, the raising of my hands as the evening offering. Set a guard, Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not incline my heart to any evil thing, to practice deeds of wickedness with people who do wrong. And may I not taste their delicacies. May the righteous strike me with mercy and discipline me. It is oil for the head. My head shall not refuse it. For my prayer is still against their evil deeds. Their judges are thrown down by the sides of the rock, and they hear my words, for they are pleasant. As when one plows and breaks open the earth, our bones have been scattered at the mouth of Sheol. For my eyes are toward you, God, the Lord. In you I take refuge. Do not leave me defenseless. Keep me from the jaws of the trap which they have set for me, and from the snares of those who do wrong. May the wicked fall into their own nets while I pass by safely. The final reading is 2 Chronicles 8 and 9. Now it came about at the end of the 20 years in which Solomon had built the house of the Lord and his own house, that he built the cities which Huram had given him, and settled the sons of Israel there. Then Solomon went to Hamath-Zobah and captured it. He built Tadmor in the wilderness, and all the storage cities which he had built in Hamath. He also built Upper Beth-Horon and Lower Beth-Horon, which were fortified cities with walls, gates, and bars, and Baalath, and all the storage cities that Solomon had, and all the cities for his chariots and cities for his horsemen, and everything that it pleased Solomon to build in Jerusalem, Lebanon, and all the land under his rule. All of the people who were left of the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, who were not of Israel, that is, from their descendants who were left after them in the land whom the sons of Israel had not destroyed, Solomon raised them as forced laborers to this day. But Solomon did not make slaves from the sons of Israel for his work, for they were men of war, his chief captains and commanders of his chariots and his horsemen. These were the chief officers of King Solomon, 250 who ruled over the people. Then Solomon brought Pharaoh's daughter up from the city of David to the house which he had built for her. For he said, "My wife shall not live in the house of David, king of Israel, because the places where the ark of the Lord has entered are holy." Then Solomon offered burnt offerings to the Lord on the altar of the Lord, which he had built in front of the porch. And he did so according to the daily rule, offering them up according to the commandment of Moses for the Sabbaths, the new moons, and the three annual feasts, the feast of unleavened bread, the feast of weeks, and the feast of booths. Now according to the ordinance of his father David, he appointed the divisions of the priests for their service, and the Levites for their duties of praise and ministering before, the priests according to the daily rule, and the gatekeepers by their divisions at every gate, for this is what David the man of God had commanded, and they did not deviate from the commandment of the king to the priests and Levites in any matter, or regarding the storehouses. So all the work of Solomon was carried out from the day of the foundation of the house of the Lord, until it was finished, so the house of the Lord was completed. Then Solomon went to Ezion-Geber, and to Eloth on the seashore in the land of Edom. And by his servants Hiram sent him ships and servants who knew the sea, and they went with Solomon's servants to Ophir and took from there 450 talents of gold, and brought it to King Solomon. Now when the queen of Sheba heard about the fame of Solomon, she came to Jerusalem to test Solomon with riddles. She had a very large entourage, with camels carrying balsam oil and a large amount of gold and precious stones. And when she came to Solomon, she spoke with him about everything that was on her heart. Solomon answered all her questions, nothing was hidden from Solomon, which he did not explain to her. When the queen of Sheba had seen the wisdom of Solomon, the house which he had built, the food at his table, the seating of his servants, the attendance of his ministers and their attire, his cupbearers and their attire, and his stairway by which he went up to the house of the Lord, she was breathless. Then she said to the king, "It was a true story that I heard in my own land about your words and your wisdom, but I did not believe their stories until I came and my own eyes saw it all. And behold, not even half of the greatness of your wisdom was reported to me. You have surpassed the report that I heard. How blessed are your men, how blessed are these servants of yours, who stand before you continually and hear your wisdom. Blessed be the Lord your God who delighted in you, setting you on his throne as king for the Lord your God. Because your God loved Israel, establishing them forever, he made you king over them, to carry out justice and righteousness." Then she gave the king 120 talents of gold, and a very great amount of balsam oil and precious stones. There had never been balsam oil like that which the queen of Sheba gave King Solomon. The servants of Huram and the servants of Solomon, who brought gold from Ophir, also brought algum trees and precious stones. From the algum trees the king made steps to the house of the Lord and for the king's palace, and lyres and harps for the singers. And nothing like them was seen before in the land of Judah. King Solomon gave the queen of Sheba her every desire, whatever she requested, besides gifts equal to what she had brought to the king. Then she turned and went to her own land with her servants. Now the weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 666 talents of gold, besides what the traders and merchants brought. And all the kings of Arabia and the governors of the country brought gold and silver to Solomon. King Solomon made 200 large shields of beaten gold, using 600 shekels of beaten gold on each large shield. He made 300 shields of beaten gold, using 300 shekels of gold on each shield, and the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. Moreover, the king made a great throne of ivory, and overlaid it with pure gold. There were 6 steps to the throne and a footstool in gold attached to the throne, and arms on each side of the seat, and 2 lions standing beside the arms. 12 lions were standing there on the 6 steps on the one side and on the other. Nothing like it was made for any other kingdom. All King Solomon's drinking vessels were of gold, and all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of pure gold. Silver was not considered valuable in the days of Solomon, for the king had ships which went to Tarshish with the servants of Huram. Once every 3 years the ships of Tarshish came bringing gold and silver, ivory, apes, and peacocks. So King Solomon became greater than all the kings of the earth in wealth and wisdom. And all the kings of the earth were seeking the presence of Solomon, to hear his wisdom which God had put in his heart. They were bringing, each of them his gift, articles of silver and gold, garments, weapons, balsam oil, horses, and mules. So much year by year. Now Solomon had 4,000 stalls for horses and chariots, and 12,000 horsemen. And he stationed them in the chariot cities, and with the king in Jerusalem. He was ruler over all the kings from the Euphrates River to the land of the Philistines, and as far as the border of Egypt. And the king made silver as common as stones in Jerusalem, and he made cedars as plentiful as sycamore trees that are in the lowland. And they were bringing horses for Solomon from Egypt and from all countries. Now the rest of the acts of Solomon, from the first to the last, are they not written in the records of Nathan, the prophet, in the prophecy of Ahijah the Shilonite, and in the visions of Iddo the seer concerning Jeroboam the son of Nebat? Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel for 40 years. And Solomon lay down with his fathers and was buried in the city of his father David, and his son Rehoboam reigned in his place.